This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kevin, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. Glad to have you with us. So you're back in Florida. You've like circumnavigated the globe.
Yeah, we started in Georgia, at the Masters. I headed to Rome to represent HSHS system over there at a Catholic conference, healthcare conference. And then, I'll tell you what, to the time I came back on, stayed up 24 hours just to get the body reacclimated to our time zone. And it's finally, I'm finally back to normal. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You sent some great pictures. You look like super close to the Pope.
Yeah, this was an incredible conference. There were members of Catholic Health care systems from all over the United States that were there, and the Catholic Health Association has a lot of influence in Rome. Represent a lot of hospitals, and we got up close and personal to the Pope in St. Peter's Square. There, oh my gosh, Brian, I bet there had to be close to 5,000 to 7,000 people there on an ordinary Wednesday to see the Pope address the people, and he did an audience with special guests, a homily or a sermon. The guy is in his late 80s, and I will tell you, and he's wheelchair stricken now, but he is impressive, and he's as sharp as he ever was. And he spoke in Italian, but they translated in about 5 different languages because there's such an international group. And then he stuck around for an hour and a half and shook hands with every guest there was up on the platform. He was just quite remarkable. And that's in his ceremonial duties. And then we got to go into the Vatican Dicastery, which is the offices of the Vatican, and hear how all the substantive issues that they're working on and how the Pope gets directly involved in those. It was quite an education.
St. Peter's Square is an amazing place. It's gigantic, right? I mean, this is like literally the smallest country in the world, right smack in the middle of a very large city in Italy, still guarded by the Swiss guards in the uniforms that were designed by Michelangelo. It's always crazy because they look kind of silly, but if you take pictures of them, they're staring you down in every photo. So it's like they've got swords and they look like, from another time, but they're very serious dudes.
Well, the security is probably comparable to the Secret Service with the President of the United States. And the Swiss Guards, they have those ceremonial young men that dress up in the very ornate, like you said, Michelangelo costumes. But they're real guards, and they're elite guards. But then there are all the plainclothes ones.
Yep.
And the uniform, very much like the Secret Service. Although Secret Service doesn't have anybody that dresses up in ceremonial outfits. But these guys are really professional. They're subtle, but they're there. You know they're there. You can see them in that picture I sent you, how they guard the Pope Mobile as he travels around St. Peter's.
Is that the official title, the Pope Mobile?
Well, it's a Mercedes-Benz. jury-rigged. Specifically for the Pope, so that he can have a guest in it. In this case, he had a young, I don't know if, what nationality he was, but he told him to hop in, he could ride around, because he ends up where he starts. And then he has a cameraman in there, and the security people all walk alongside the vehicle like they do the presidential limousine. The Vatican is, you're right, it's the smallest state country there is in the world, 875 people population. But it's like a global Washington, D.C. There is a hierarchy, there is a bureaucracy. The dicasteries are like the Senate, the Vatican, St. Peter's and the Pope, like the president, and there's a big, but they've got to make decisions for a billion and a half Catholics around the world. So he has got to juggle all the cultural issues as opposed to the president of the United States, who worries about the United States.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the Basilica is absolutely amazing. The obelisk out there, I mean, all of the architecture is just unbelievable. Thanks for the pictures. It was a reminder. I've only been there once, but I remember it fondly.
Boy, the artists that they had back in those days before there was, you know, novels and that, they told stories by painting these unbelievable, there's just so many different tapestries of, and they explain them all. I often wonder if we have that quest around these days because of technology, because they're unbelievable. You could see when we went through the Vatican Museum, just picture after picture after picture on the ceilings, telling the stories of the day. What gifts in artists?
Well, we used to do that here, as far as the government funding that. You can go to our post office and see something very similar right here in downtown Decatur. We don't do that as much anymore because people don't want to fund the arts through tax dollars the way they do and have done in Europe for, you know, centuries.
Yeah, I wonder how they actually reimbursed or paid these artists back then. I know Michelangelo was summoned by one of the popes to paint a lot of St. Peter's and the Sistine Chapel. And I don't know how they got paid back then, but I assume they got paid pretty well.
Yep, absolutely. All right, and then you're back in Florida. Did you see the story about the Augusta National Golf Club employee charged with stealing millions of dollars in Masters memorabilia?
No, I was listening to you talk about that. You would think it'd be easy to hunt him down if he tries to sell that on the web.
Check this out. This guy's name's Richard Globinski, and he is set to plead guilty in a federal court, I think, this week. But between 2009 and 2022, a long period of time, he had literally taken millions of dollars, I think, including one of Arnold Palmer's green jackets. But, I mean, this merchandise, it's the only place you can buy it. Like I was telling Nick, there's knockoff stuff everywhere for everything. But the official stuff, a shirt, a jacket, a hat, a golf ball, whatever it might be, is only available on the grounds there.
Yeah, they'll throw the book at this guy. You don't mess with Augusta. even Greg Norman found that out. He couldn't. They wouldn't provide him a ticket to get into the Masters, but he went and bought a ticket on the secondary market, showed up at Wednesday's practice rounds, and he said he was there to support the, 13 LIV players ever playing in the Masters. But Wrigley said he wasn't afforded a ticket to the Masters, even though he's played there 23 times.
Yeah, but this went on from 2009 to 2022. That's a pretty long period of, walking stuff out the back door without anybody catching on.
How do you walk out Arnold Palmer's green coat? Don't they lock that up in some sacred closet?
I don't look. Who knows with these guys? They got their own world they live in, And I don't know how high up he was, as an employee. But you think about all of that time and all that stuff that moved out. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him. I just thought it was after the last week. What'd you think of the Masters? We talked on Thursday of your trip there before you went over to Rome. Did you guys have a fantastic time?
Oh, yeah. It was a great time. I was there with Sue and to watch her enjoy it for the first time. And she was all about it.
What was her favorite part?
Her favorite part, I think the shopping. I think she just couldn't get over the merchandise. But she really is now a Scottie Scheffler fan. we followed Scheffler and Rory in the practice rounds. And then for him to come and win that, and now she knows all there is to know about Scheffler. And, you know, she told me last night, she goes, Kevin, let's pick out some more golf tournaments to go to.
That's great.
She's definitely into it. And it was great to watch her. I mean, it's just sensory overload. But my favorite, and I think she enjoyed it as much, too, is sitting on 16, that unbelievable, beautiful par 3, and then watch them skip it onto the green during the practice rounds. Boy, when that tournament comes, they're like shooting darts at that pin, though.
You know, it's amazing. I was watching, they had a CBS, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, had a special called Chasing Tiger that was on before the final round of the tournament yesterday, which was really, really good because they talked to like all of the modern day players, you know, most of them that were kids, you know, watching Tiger Woods. And it is amazing to me. We forget how great he was. I mean, the idea that he literally 46 times went into Sunday with a lead of a tournament in his career and won 44 of those 46 times. His winning percentage after leading after three rounds was 96%. That's insane. The fact that he was collectively over his career the number one golfer in the world for 13 years, that's the same amount of time as Michael Jordan's entire career with the Chicago Bulls, that he was number one. And his consecutive cuts made, like, which is like 60 more than second place, will probably never be broken. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of those memories were from the Masters as they were showing the clips and talking to the players. Just how good. Just how good.
Yeah, I think there's a real debate on who will go down as the all-time greatest golfer, him or Jack Nicklaus. And you can make a case that even though Tiger hasn't broken Nicklaus Majors record yet, he is, because of all those statistics that you just talked about, could be considered still the greatest golfer.
Well, Scottie Scheffler teed off the first time he was number one in the world, right? Got to the first tee of whatever tournament he was playing, and he told this story, and he hit his drive right down the middle, feeling good about himself, and some guy in the crowd goes, "Congrats on number one. All you got's 12 more years." There's no doubt. And Jim Nance was incredibly eloquent in just describing that in his entire career, and you think about what Jim Nance has done, you know, college basketball, the NFL, you know, all the major golf, that he's never seen an athlete move the needle the way Tiger Woods did, never seen anyone elevate a sport the way Tiger Woods did. And he's covered a lot of it. I mean, to this day, that he is the athlete of Jim Nance's life.
Well, that's saying a lot because, Jim Nance has seen Michael Jordan and he's seen every great athlete there is in his career and probably called many of their games.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Right, exactly. You got Mahomes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
To say that about Tiger, it's quite amazing. I think Tiger eventually will be the Ryder Cup coach, and I think he's got a lot to do in the leadership of the PGA moving forward. And the excitement is turning again back to golf.
Yeah, but it's not. Because ratings were down 20%.
I think Scottie Scheffler, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to start turning heads. I mean, he's shot 66 clean holes and no bogeys in 66 holes. He's racking up statistics that we haven't seen since Tiger Woods. He just needs time.
Yeah, but he, listen, I'm telling you, I it doesn't bother me, but he's a boring golfer. He's a nice guy. He looks like he's 45 years old. And he's like 27 or whatever. He doesn't have the riz, as the kids say today. He's not a Tiger Woods. And the ratings are down. I think the ratings are down because these guys have been fighting about money for 2 years and no one is, I don't know. I still enjoy it, but I think they've got to figure out something. They got to come to a conclusion on this whole PGA Live thing and figure it out and get back to it. The ratings are down. But listen, we got to take a break for the news. You're going to stick around. I want to find out what the hell is going on with the Cardinals.
I'm going to fix that problem?
I got a question for you, though. We're talking about, Knicks, Braves. There's rumors about trading, Lance Lynn, who has not been as bad as I thought in all of the bad there is about the Cardinals. But are we about done with leadership? That's the question I want to ask you when we get back on the other side of the break. Kevin Verhaeghe is literally in Florida, back from Rome, globetrotting, living the life. And we've got a whole bunch to get to. We'll get into the Cardinals. We have tickets to give away. It's still a great experience to go down to Busch and enjoy the day and enjoy a game, especially with ticket prices the way they are now. For free, courtesy of First Mid. We'll be back after news.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Governor Pritzker has signaled he'd be willing to increase pension benefits for newer public school teachers and state workers who started their jobs after 2011. A growing number of economists, unions, and state leaders are warning that Illinois' so-called Tier 2 pension system may violate federal law. That's because the pension benefits for those public employees are likely less than what they'd get in Social Security payouts. Pritzker says the state obviously needs to change the Tier 2 pension system, but adds the legislature would have to be careful about increasing benefits. And the governor celebrated a partial legislative victory late last week when the House passed his initiative to end some practices health insurance companies use to control the amount and cost of health care services patients receive. The initiative targets practices insurance companies use to hold down costs by either denying claims or steering patients toward lower cost options. More at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Opening statements are today at the first ever criminal trial of a former president. Donald Trump's accused of illegally concealing hush money payments.
The New York Times is reporting that the first witness in the case will be former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. He admitted to running a so-called catch and kill scheme to bury negative stories about Trump ahead of the 2016 election.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Israel's military intelligence chief resigns for not preventing the Hamas attacks October 7th.
He's the first senior Israeli figure to do so. More than 1,200 people were killed that day. Roughly 250 others were taken captive, sparking a seven-month-long war in Gaza. His resignation could set the stage for more of Israel's top security brass to step down.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Classes are remote today at Columbia University in New York because of pro-Palestinian protests at the start of the Passover Jewish holiday. America's listening to Fox News.
We get it. Technology is a big part of the world today. At Brinkhotter Realtors, we know that behind every powerful tool, there needs to be a compassionate person dedicated to your goals. We believe that a genuine connection is simply irreplaceable. With us, you get the best of both worlds, cutting-edge technology and a team of professionals who truly care. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors, where technology meets heart. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Think banking is boring? Staley Credit Union would like a word. Sure, members count on us for lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, and friendly service. But that's just the beginning. Think free checking, a top-notch mobile app, and so many loan options. Not to mention perks like our Berenstain Bears Cub Club for kids and theme park discounts. Say goodbye to boring banking and hello to membership. Visit staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by member choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Beautiful morning.
Yeah, today a little frost, and then it's going to be sunny today with a high of 66. Tonight a chance of some rain, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Tuesday, rain and a high of 60. Wednesday, no rain, sunny with a high of 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 36 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a bright and early Monday morning. Kevin joining us from Florida, retired Florida man, back in Florida. When are you coming back?
Well, we have a wedding to go down to this weekend in St. Petersburg. A couple weeks. I'll probably be calling in again next week from here.
Okay, good to know, good to know. All right, what about the Cardinals? Are we about ready to just fire everybody, above the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, Brian, you and I have both got to meet John Mozeliak when we were doing spring training things. The guy was very cordial, very classy. I hear a very, very strong, ethical, moral guy. Oh, boy, ever since he fired Schiltz and put Ollie Marmol in charge 3 years ago, the trend has not been good. And at some point, and I know that the owner of the Cardinals, Mr. DeWitt, said last year that Mozeliak has 2 years left on his contract. He's gotten us in this hole. We're going to let him dig us out. But I don't know. I hear attendance is really down.
Well, you got, last place last year, right? Last place again this year. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know if the Cardinals fan base has become complacent. What worked at Wrigley Field, with the Cubs for years of just kind of being okay with being okay, doesn't seem like the Cardinal fan base to me, but I don't know. Maybe it's just you get what you get. It feels like I've never been sold on Marmol. That dugout, I'm not in that team. I don't know, but it's certainly the results haven't been there.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what Mike Claiborne has to say tonight on Soy City Buzz, because he's a big Ollie Marmol fan, and he and I argued about it last year. I don't have anything against Ollie Marmol, but the results. And we were winning with Mike Schiltz, and they fired him. So, that's your prerogative when you run the organization. But when it proves not to be a good decision, you got to take responsibility for it. And I would tell you this, Cardinal fans are not happy, and they are not complacent. They were there in force. I mean, sold out on opening day. We went to opening day, and it was really cool. But, that was ceremonial. But if this team delivers like they did last year, there is going to be a mutiny in St. Louis. They're not happy.
Yeah, all indications so far, and it's early, is going exactly like last year. I mean,
their attendance numbers are down about 2,000 on average per game.
Okay,
well, just looking at last year to this year.
Yeah, that's actually less than I would have guessed. But I don't know. Listen, he was nice to us when we were down there. He was polite. But he has there's a certain amount of kind of arrogance about him that is. Smartest guy in the room kind of thing. I mean, you got that vibe, right?
Absolutely. He's kind of a upper crest. I don't know how best to say it. There's a lot of people that have made it big in life. They're still pretty humble and approachable. He's a company guy, and he walks pretty straight and narrow line, but I wouldn't say I felt comfortable with them.
Yeah. I don't know how long. I mean, we can't be a franchise that's just okay with being in last place.
Oh, well, they're not okay with being in second place. Well, being in last place is a total embarrassment.
All right, what happens this season? Are they able to turn anything around, or is this what we're going to be looking forward to all season long?
Well, when your top players like Goldschmidt.
Yeah, what's Goldschmidt is.
Can't perform.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Goldschmidt, the top guys, we all were really happy to get them. I don't know if their morale is down or what, but We're not getting any. And I just think there's problems in the clubhouse. I think it's a leadership thing, like you're saying. And I think maybe Mormon was too young for the job. And I don't know how you turn it around, but you can't rest on your previous laurels to think that that stadium is going to be full every game while they're in last place two seasons in a row. Something big is going to happen middle season if they don't start showing.
All right. What's coming up tonight at 5? You have any idea? You've just been traveling so much, you're out of touch.
Well, I did text my son at 5 o'clock this morning, and I think he's doing the show with Tom.
Sure,
Tom Brinkheider will be
that.
On.
Okay.
And Tommy Brinkheider will be on. You know, it's Tuesdays with Tom now.
Yeah.
On the podcast WSOY. That's a really kind of an interesting look at the community. So he'll be on, and then talk about the Devon, what's coming, and you know that's right around the corner. It's going to be Clay, but somebody from the Park District will be on with them talking about the Devon lineup this season.
Yeah, I just drove through there last night. The construction, you know, they're enhancing and increasing the face and more restrooms, and it looks like it's just well underway. It's going to be an even better experience this year.
Yeah, and also you talked earlier about going and looking at the pictures on nowdecatur.com. And on Facebook, it was so cool to see the pictures of everybody roller skating in Nelson Park. What a great idea that was.
Fairview Park, yes. Rollback time. They had it this past weekend. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of success, kind of throwing back the days. And it was going on at the same time as the United Way's food truck frenzy. So Fairview Park was packed with people having a blast.
Do you know how to roller skate?
No. Do you?
I tried it. It's harder to roller skate than it is to ice skate. Those four wheels on each foot, they don't give you the maneuver ability that a blade does. And so I wasn't very good at it. I think you got to be, I don't know, very, very athletic or a girl.
Or young.
You know how roller skate.
Yeah, I think young is the most important part. And you got to be able to bounce a little.
They use that pavilion like they did.
Yeah.
Is a great repurposing of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, buddy, we got to run. You got to get back to your normal time zone, and we'll see you next week. Kevin Burhaney live from Florida, retired Florida man, every Monday, lately from all over the globe. This is great to see those pictures.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.